The Royal Life Saving Society annual drowning figures show a 50% increase in drownings in the past 12 months, with 34% of deaths occurring in areas that aren't safeguarded or unpatrolled. Michael Morris, Managing Director of Samuel Morris Foundation, the only charity in Australia that supports children disabled by near drownings, says the figures are only part of the story.
Is the fact that for every one of those deaths, there's at least 4 children admitted to hospital as a result of non-fatal drownings, and around a quarter of those, so roughly 1 for every 4 that are admitted to hospital, will be left with some form of disability for life.
Justin Scar from the Royal Life Saving Society says schools and parents must take responsibility for these deaths.
We were concerned that too many children miss out on swimming lessons, particularly swimming and water safety lessons. We're also a little bit concerned that secondary schools are no longer teaching the basics of life saving and personal aquatic survival. We believe that the more skills that you have in the water or in the deeper the understanding of drowning prevention strategies, the less likely you are to drown in later life.
The Australian government is working towards a national pool safety legislation. Anita Gulichova, reporting for ECU Daily.